we're getting very close to the bike's higher place now. We've just walked past a very large and attractive, well, in a kind of weird, brutalistic architectural sense. It's like a clock with an exoskeleton. Phil likened the clock to something out of a video game. What did you think it was?
I can't remember which game it was. Was it, say, last night?
Half-Life.
Oh, that was it, Half-Life, yeah.
And yes, you could just imagine this huge digitised battle occurring on the exoskeleton of this clock.
I'd love to be on top of it. Like you said earlier on, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I bet that's a brilliant view up there.
Yeah, it looks like you can climb right to the top and there's a viewing platform over the city, and no doubt you can see the sea. We've just been photographing some low-flying seagulls and a few sleeping people in the park and a couple of people sunbathing. The busker behind us is playing violin. Phil's just tossed him a coin, probably of huge magnitude. That's probably half our budget gone.
2 kroners, it had a hole in it, so, you know.
It had a hole in it. The coin had a hole in it, so I gave it to the busker.
5% off because it was missing a bit of metal.
We're actually walking almost back to the bus depot where we got off into the city, and this was the initial place where I was ogling in the window at some pretty, pretty fine bikes. And here we are. This must be it. They sell bikes. They're going to rent bikes. Let's go and kit ourselves out.